This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. has launched another airstrike on a site in Syria. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Pentagon says that the United States has launched an airstrike on a facility in eastern Syria linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks. The strike by two U.S. F-15 fighter jets was on a weapons storage facility linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that the U.S. has bombed facilities used by the militant groups. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An Israeli military spokesman said 50,000 Gaza residents left northern Gaza on Wednesday, adding that they are leaving because they think Hamas has lost control of the north. Speaking at a media briefing, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said IDF troops will continue Thursday to allow for the north-south movements. The number of hostages held in Gaza is now at 239, that's according to Israeli forces, after two bodies of Israelis were identified earlier Wednesday. Hagari added that there is no ceasefire. We are battling Hamas. The pace of Palestinian civilians fleeing the combat zone in northern Gaza has picked up as Israel's air and ground campaign there intensifies. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. VOA's Flashpoint Iran podcast features news and analysis about the Islamic Republic's suppression of domestic dissent, sensitive nuclear activities, as well as involvement in regional and international conflicts and tensions. Join host Michael Lippin every Wednesday on VOAnews.com. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at VOAnews.com and download our app, VOA News. This is VOA News. Sources say U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson told key Republican members on Wednesday he will decide within the next 2 days on the path to avert a potential government shutdown. The Republican-controlled House and Democratic-led Senate have just over a week to agree on a stopgap spending measure to keep federal agencies open after current funding expires on November 17th. Despite signs of some bipartisan talks between the chambers, Johnson has been focused on finding a solution that his narrow 9-vote House Republican majority can accept. The giant pandas who once resided in Washington, D.C.'s National Zoo have flown home to China. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
For one thing, it's November. We're running into the holiday.
Parents Mei Zhang and Tian Tian brought the zoo panda babies over the years.
Taishan, Bao Bao, Bei Bei. And now Xiao Qiqi.
People could see the babies on the panda cam or at the zoo.
It was cute, and then the mom, and he was trying to explore.
The zoo's Brandy Smith was there as mom, dad, and cub Xiao Qiqi were loaded into large white crates.
It is a moment with some heartbreak in it.
They were put on a plane headed to China, and there are no guarantees that pandas will return to D.C.
So I look forward to welcoming you all here sometime soon again as we celebrate the return of giant pandas to Smithsonian's National Zoo.
Veteran China watchers have speculated the withdrawing of pandas from zoos is linked to diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and China. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Hollywood's Actors Union has reached a tentative deal with studios to end its strike. The contract agreement reached Wednesday still must be approved by the union's board and its members, but the deal brings an end to the months of labor strife that have hobbled production in Hollywood. The union said the strike will be over on Thursday, but Yahoo Entertainment reporter Ethan Alter says it will still be weeks before TV and feature film projects get back to normal.
For one thing, it's November. We're running into the holiday season. So Thanksgiving and Christmas, things tend to slow down for that anyway. And then also added on to that, the idea that there were various productions that were in various states of shooting. So how quickly can those productions, which might be middle or closely in their shooting, ramp back up? Those would seem to sort of be the ones that need to be taken care of first.
Hollywood movie and television writers ended their own strike on September 26th. It was the first time both writers and actors were on strike together since 1960. The details of the agreement were not immediately released, but are likely to be shared with the actors and the public in the coming days. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.